There is a new order in Greece, and today Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras lays out his anti-austerity plans to Parliament. Greeks are watching to see just how their new leader plans to revive the ailing economy while also bringing 5 years of austerity to an end. Joanna Kakissis has more from Athens.
Melina Kotsaki and Nikos Vlastaris are both 70 years old, retirees living on small pensions. And late last week, they stood side by side outside Parliament holding handwritten signs about freedom. They joined thousands in what was the first pro-government rally in Greece in recent memory. Kotsaki says she doesn't care that the new leftist government is inexperienced. They're an improvement over the previous leaders who bankrupted Greece, she says.
Those bums who governed us for years just sold us out and taxed us to death, and people couldn't pay. There was so much misery. People looking through garbage bins for food or begging so they could buy baby formula. Enough.
Vlastaris used to vote conservative, but he wants a leader who doesn't defer to the German government, which has treated Greeks like beggars, he says.
If there's a leader that says, look, you may not get your pension for 2 or 3 years, that you will have to suffer so things will get better, so that Greece is free, beautiful, and strong again, then I will stand behind him.
For Greeks like Vlastaris and Kotsaki, that person is Alexis Tsipras, the new prime minister. Tsipras rose to power promising to cut debt and still end Eurozone-imposed austerity measures that have caused poverty and record unemployment. He told deputies from his anti-austerity Syriza party that Greece wants respect from Europe.
Greece has a voice, its own voice. And Greece has offered proposals. We have offered them respectfully to our European partners, and we are waiting for proposals from them, and especially Germany.
But European leaders have not been forthcoming. The European Central Bank decided to stop funding Greek lenders. And Germany, which financed most of the Eurozone loans to Greece, says it will not cut Greek debt. Back at the rally, where anti-austerity rap is blaring, medical researcher Vasilis Kafedzopoulos says European leaders are too focused on technical issues such as protecting banks. Austerity has failed, he says, and Europe must listen to the people damaged by it.
It's not a technical problem, how we will name our debt or how we will name our collaterals. It's a problem of politics. And if we have the power as the people, then the problem will be solved in a way that is mutually beneficial for all European people.
Kafedzopoulos says he's happy the prime minister is standing up for Greece. He says Greeks must now support Tsipras so he can follow through on his promises.
For the first time in modern Greek history, the government is doing what they promised to do after the elections. But the point that this government is able to reform, is able to do a deep democratic reforming and fight a corrupt system is up to us.
A recent poll suggests that most Greeks agree with the demonstrators. They want Tsipras and his government to succeed and finally lift Greece out of its economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.